Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Tonight we will be talking about healing with A Course in Miracles. And I will be reading from the book Gorgeous for God by Lisa Natoli. Lisa Natoli, on the back of her book, the cover states, Lisa Natoli is one of God's miracle workers by her own choice and decision. She teaches A Course in Miracles, a systematic way of training your mind to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. Lisa's website is teachersforgod.org, and Lisa has been one of my main inspirations in my awakening through A Course in Miracles. You can call in with questions at 917-932-8881. Or you can visit my website, LoriCoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, LoriCoburn.com, and click the Ask Lori button, and I will email you with an answer later on this week. Right now, we are reading from page 106 from Lisa's book on healing with A Course in Miracles. Where are true ideas? Do you wake up in the morning and instruct yourself that you are the light of the world? Do you remind yourself all day long of your total perfection? You are whole and perfect as God created you. This is a fact, right here, right now. That might sound like a tall order, but that is exactly what A Course in Miracles teaches. It teaches that every single one of us, not just Jesus alone, but every one of us is the light of the world. We are completely perfect, we are completely whole, and we remain as God created us. And I can tell you from my own experience that accepting this truth about my being, which is not the truth of my small ego personal self called Lori, but the truth of my higher being, my higher self, my true self, the Christ self that you and I and everyone in the entire world shares. Accepting these truths about myself has been the single most important thing in my entire life. It has been what has completely changed me. It has made my life peaceful, loving, warm, friendly, a life worth living now. From years and years of depression, which is exactly what Lisa had. She had years of depression, years of being a perfectionist, years of being addicted. Same here. And actually what happens is all of this old stuff falls away as you accept the truth about yourself. That's the most incredibly beautiful thing about the thought system of A Course in Miracles. Which A Course in Miracles, for those of you who don't know, is a book. It's a self-study program. There's no organized church around it. There's no one set of rules. There's no rules. There's no dogma. It's a spiritual philosophy that you can get in a book, online or at any bookstore, A Course in Miracles. And it has workbook lessons that when you do these workbook lessons, your mind changes and you are brought into a place of experiencing heaven right here on earth. You are actually transported out of time and space to your true reality. And I'd like to add a little side note here. There is a brand new book out called Proof of Heaven, written by neurosurgeon Eben Alexander, MD. And Eben Alexander was a man who dismissed all of his patients' visions of another world as they had near-death experiences on the operating table or as they were about to die. He dismissed all of those as brain chemical processes, like many scientists do. And he wasn't very religious. He went to church on Sundays, on Easter and Christmas. And then he ended up in a coma himself for 7 days. And he had experiences on the other side, quote unquote, but that dimension is right here, right now. And he says, I can tell you and I can assure you, this is not brain chemical processes. Consciousness exists beyond the body without a doubt. And he goes down all of the scientific reasons and explanations to dismiss these experiences point by point and says they're not true. What is true is that your reality, true reality, love, the love of God, the love that you are, is so far beyond this little life that we seem to be living, that this little life is just a speck. So while these things I'm reading from Lisa Natoli's book may sound fantastic, like you are the light of the world, you are completely perfect and whole as God created you, these are facts, and it's just for the taking. One of the things Dr. Alexander said that echoes what A Course in Miracles says is that we are the ones who have to choose it, though, because we have free will. It's like a fish swimming in water. It's all around us. It's like the air we breathe. But we are the ones who must choose this because we have free will and we are the ones who are making up the illusion of our small lives here on earth. But we can choose grander. We can choose bigger. And as I said before, as I have made this a consistent practice in my life has completely changed, absolutely, radically, completely. It's filled with love now. It's filled with peace now. Depression doesn't hang out around me. I'm not suicidal. I'll have flashes here and there, but they just go. Instead of being suicidal for weeks and months like I've been most of my adult life. A Course in Miracles is certainly worth checking out, but it is not the only thought system. It's just one thought system that gets you exactly to the place that Dr. Alexander talks about, but you don't have to have a near-death experience to experience that. Everything that he was writing, I have experienced in a small way here on earth. I certainly haven't been out of body in that other realm like he was. But the truths that he was expressing, that we are loved, that we are perfect, that we are whole, that there's nothing to fear, that we are innocent and can't do anything wrong, those I have experienced and they are real. And they're for you. They are for you. But you're the one who has to pick up the ball and choose it. Continuing to read with Lisa's book, we need to start reprogramming ourselves, reprogramming our minds. We need to excavate old ideas, and the only way to do that is to blast guilt, misery, depression, and doubt with new bright ideas. Hose down the darkness with the light of heaven. Looking at the dark will avail you nothing. Analyzing the darkness will never work. You must turn on the light. And this is something that I learned in my final years practicing as a psychotherapist, that one of the downsides of psychotherapy can be too much analyzing of the darkness. We do have to look at the darkness in order to expose it and choose love over the darkness, choose love over fear. But the temptation is to dwell in that darkness, to go over it and over it and over it and over it. And we don't really need to do that. We do need to look at it consciously because we have actually chosen that darkness, but we've shoved it down into our subconscious. It needs to come back up so we can consciously choose differently, so that we can consciously choose our oneness with each other and God instead of choosing our own personal hell of darkness. This, again, is something that you learn more about in A Course in Miracles. So if what I am saying is causing you to have questions and say, well, what do you mean? You can get the answers through A Course in Miracles. You can also get the answers by going to my website and writing me a question. But A Course in Miracles is a 1,300-page book. So necessarily, as I'm talking to you, you can't cover it all in an hour segment. So even as I speak, many other questions will come up. Lisa writes, as you practice ideas of truth, your mind changes. But because the body appears as solid, it appears to lag behind the mind. So while the mind races ahead with fresh new ideas and exciting, inspiring thoughts, the body appears to be stuck in the old space. It looks like nothing is happening. Things appear as they always have been, even though you feel different. This process can be uncomfortable. It can take on feelings of loneliness, futility, depression, laziness, anxiety, and discomfort. You know you are destined for greater experiences, yet you seem paralyzed. Then suddenly, one day, as if by miracle, the body starts to move. You start to have more energy. What Lisa is saying here is that when you decide that you are done with sickness, when you decide that you no longer want to live the way you used to be living, then things start changing. But the body is slower to catch up than the mind. And so when it doesn't seem like your body is being healed from whatever sickness you have, or it seems like you're struggling, don't give up. Don't worry. It will all fall in place. And the more you practice changing your mind and choosing truth, choosing God, focusing on love over all of the fears that you have, the easier it will get. And eventually the body will change. And I know that I was working on lifting depression for quite a few years. And then it would go away and then it would come back. Go away, come back. Same with rage. I used to have a really bad temper, and I broke things and I screamed and I just hated life. And I haven't broken anything in at least a year. And prior to that, it was a year before that. And I used to break things regularly. And I just don't do it anymore because I don't need to, because I don't go that far down. And I don't scream anymore. If I scream, if I get mad, like this morning I got really mad at my computer and I slammed down my mouse and I yelled and swore. But it was 1 minute and then I pulled myself out. It's like, okay. But in the past it would be half an hour or an hour, or I'd stay mad all day. So what happens is your body starts catching up and it becomes habitual, where you just naturally stay in the place of peace and love. But sometimes it doesn't seem to be happening right away. So just keep on keeping on, because it will stabilize after a while. So even if you're dealing with a physical illness such as arthritis or any chronic condition, headaches, or even more serious conditions if you've decided to go a natural route and heal them through your mind, keep on holding truth thoughts, because the body will manifest and show and reflect those true thoughts eventually. The reason for that is this. The body is a complete illusion. There actually is no body out there. when we are looking through the body's eyes, we see a body. The truth is, you are mind, and mind is all you are, and you're projecting this illusory fragment of a body, and then you're making it get sick because you feel like you're separate from God. When you start changing your mind and you start knowing, I am not this body, I am spirit, I am as God created me, the body starts healing of its own accord. And I've had a number of friends in my Course in Miracles study groups and just friends in my different groups that their bodies just heal. They just heal on their own because the body no longer needs to be sick to be the repository for our thoughts of anger and separation and hatred, because that's what the body is. The body is simply a communication device. The body just tells us where our mind is at. And A Course in Miracles says the body is really nothing. It's just nothing, and when its usefulness is over, it'll be laid by easily, because you, who you really are, goes on forever and eternally. There is no death. There is no loss. Pretty good news, huh? So you can actually heal. And A Course in Miracles is very similar to Christian Science on this. Christian Science has all kinds, thousands and thousands of testimonials of people who have healed themselves by the power of the mind and believing that they are one with God. And when you know that you are one with God, and you know that you cannot be hurt, and that as a holy child of God, you are part and parcel of all of God's goodness, how can you be sick? You can't be. There is no sickness in God. There is no lack in God. And when your mind does the eureka, aha, oh my gosh, that's true. There is no sickness. There is no lack in God. I am whole and healed. Give that to the Holy Spirit within you. Give that to the higher part of your mind. You already know that what I'm saying is the truth. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. A Course in Miracles isn't telling you anything that is not already within your mind. So this is for you. This healing, this wholeness is for you. And it's not tied to any religion. It's not tied to any belief system. It's not tied to whether you're a good or bad person. It's for every single one of us. We are all entitled to this wholeness because that's what we are. Continuing to read in Lisa's book, she writes, I was told by a great teacher that the vibration of the sound of your own voice is important in this process of healing. She said, it was the sound of your own voice that taught you the falsity of separation. So it's going to have to be the sound of your own voice that teaches you the truth. You must sound these ideas from the lessons of A Course in Miracles. She said, this is the reason why understanding is not necessary. She said, as you speak the workbook lessons, because the headings are truth statements, the vibration of the sound of your voice changes you on a cellular level. It's like electricity. You don't need to understand how it works. When the vibration is sent out by switching on a light, the work is accomplished and the light goes on. This is a natural process of energy and vibration. When you pick up the phone and you dial, you don't need to understand how airwaves work. All you need is the action of picking up the phone and dialing. So it is with any awakening process. You don't have to understand how it works. You simply send out the vibration. You speak the workbook lesson. Speak it out loud. This is the process of sending a vibration from your mind down to the cellular level of the physical body. Again, I have found this to be true in my own life. A Course in Miracles workbook lessons say, just do them. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to understand them. Just do them. And I speak them out loud every morning, and I've been doing that for about 9 years now. My partner and I read the lessons in the morning, and then we talk about them. And just by virtue of saying these things, you automatically feel better. And I want to repeat, this doesn't have to be A Course in Miracles that you're doing. Any path that speaks of the truth of God, that love is all there is, that you are whole and you are worthy and you are complete and you are one with God and one with all of humanity and you deserve all health and wholeness and healing and love and peace and abundance. Any of those paths that speak that, you can speak and you can do. Do the path that works best for you. I have a number of friends who don't even like A Course in Miracles. They don't like how it sounds. They don't like how it reads. And they do other paths. I can't do any path but A Course in Miracles at this point because just the course just works for me. And it doesn't work for other people, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. Truth is truth. God is God. Love is love. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just do it. But you're the one who has to do it. I used to complain and say, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to work so hard? How come God just doesn't come down and pick me up and heal me and take me away from this awful life and make things better for me? Well, I finally realized what A Course in Miracles had been telling me is, look, you're the one who made this all up. You're the one who made up the belief that you are a body and that you're stuck alone in this world of disease, poverty, war, terrorist shootings like we just saw in Connecticut, these horrible, awful things that happen here. You're the one making it up. You're the one choosing it. Therefore, you are the only one who can choose differently. And really, it's kind of strange. Maybe I'm just a slow learner, but I had been doing A Course in Miracles for many, many years before that went bingo in my head. It's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I am the one who chose this, and I am the one who has to make the choice to change it. That was such a revelation for me, and I've never been angry since about how hard it is to stay consistent with this, because it hasn't been near as hard ever since I realized, oh my gosh, I'm doing this, and I can choose again. And that's what happens when you choose love over fear consistently. It really does become a habit, and it gets easier and easier. Okay, Lisa writes, speak it out loud. This is the process of sending a vibration from your mind down to the cellular level of the physical body. You may think you are teaching other people, but in fact, you are simply sending the new signal to yourself. It's quite extraordinary. The more you teach it, the more you speak the lessons out loud, the faster the cells change and the more you transform. A Course in Miracles says, to teach is to demonstrate. Trust me, it's a miracle. It's physical transformation. I encourage you to try it for yourself. And that's why I'm reading from Lisa's book, or why I read from the actual Course in Miracles text or workbook on some of these shows on Blog Talk Radio, and almost always on the radio show I do for ACIM Gather Radio, because I know exactly what she was saying. It may seem like I'm teaching others, but there's only one of us. I'm really teaching myself. And every time I repeat these words of truth, they're sinking down in me. And I get off of these sessions, these radio shows, and I feel so good because I've been filled up with all of this good vibration energy, which is the truth of my being. You get realigned with who you really are. And you can tell its truth because it feels so good. And it's not just a temporary good feeling or a false high like you get from addictions or just temporary passing experiences. It's truly a deep down sense of who you are, what you are, and you go, wow, I know this is true. I know this is good. I know it's what I am. It's what I'm meant to understand. It's what I'm meant to know. And truly, waking up to the truth of our being is the only reason we are here. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Okay, Lisa continues to write on page 108. Read the lessons out loud. I dare you to tell someone they are the light of the world. I dare you. Walk up to someone you don't know, or you do know, and tell them you appreciate them. If you want an even faster awakening, start telling people you love them. This is the fast route. Start telling yourself you love yourself. Say the word God out loud. Do not attempt to understand what is happening. Do not try to figure it out. Your understanding is not necessary. Here is a test. Say this out loud and with conviction. Okay, I'm going to say this so you can say this in your mind along with me. I love you. Nothing I see means anything. God is my source. God is my strength. Thank you. Bless you. I am not a body. I am free. I will that there be light. I am never upset for the reason I think, because I'm upset because I see something that is not really there. I love you. My holiness blesses the world. God goes with me wherever I go. I am sustained by the love of God. Forgiveness offers everything I want. There is no death. The Son of God is free. God is love, and therefore so am I. All of these things that Lisa was writing are examples of headings from the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles. And if you really feel them deep down into your being, you know they're true, and they feel really, really good. Lisa writes, are you able to say these things out loud? In my experience, you will resist these ideas. But if you can say these statements out loud, you will be changed automatically. The healing begins simply as you sound the words. It's like talking on your cell phone or using the internet. You don't have to understand how the process works. You just know that it does. How much time do you spend instructing yourself that you are pure light and total perfection? Think about how much time you spent telling yourself that you are a body, 24 hours a day for 20, 30, or 50 years. Think about it. All day long, you have thoughts about your personal identity and how to sustain yourself in the world to keep yourself safe and comfortable. This is the real reason the body gets sick. The mind has been poisoned with false ideas. So say this right now. I am whole and perfect just as I am. I am whole and perfect just as I am. And go inside your body and try to visualize all of the processes going on inside of your body in the light being, the light of your body that goes on inside, all the electrochemical processes going on, all the blood flowing, all the systems working in divine order, all the cells regenerating as we're talking, and just see it almost like light that's pulsing. All this aliveness, all of this vitality going on right underneath our skin or even on top of the skin. And this is a technique I learned from Eckhart Tolle, that when you go within to the inner body and you just focus your attention on that, it's like, wow, it's just amazing. It just pulses with energy and pulses with vitality and with love and with light. And you can heal anything, anything that's going on in your body just by this practice. So breathe into that. Because as you go within and you block out your outer senses, even though you're not a body, what's happening is you're getting closer to your true nature because you're stopping your thoughts and you're just experiencing the pulsing vital energy of what is making you alive. And it's all right there for all of us. This is also why one of the best techniques for calming down anxiety is simply focusing on your breath. You don't need Valium or Ativan or Klonopin or Buspar or I don't know what all the newfangled drugs are out now because I'm off the loop of when I used to be a psychotherapist, but you don't need those. But you do need God. And you do need your higher self. And you do need to breathe into your being. Because as you slow down and breathe into your being, you find that you are already whole and healed. That's what A Course in Miracles teaches us. That when you acknowledge, I am already whole and healed, it's done. It's done in that instant. Now, it may look like the body's not catching up, but keep holding to that thought. I am perfect, I am whole, and I am healed. And as part of God, I cannot possibly be sick. And whatever is going on with you physically, you can focus your attention on that part of the body and focus it on the light activity, the energizing, vitalizing, loving, light-filled activity of God going on in that part of the body. And ask, if you don't feel it as a truth, ask for help with that from your higher mind, that you can feel that you are whole and healed. And again, as you keep repeating it, it happens. It gets more and more clear. And I know with my particular illnesses, what's happened is initially I didn't believe it at all. And then I would believe it for 2 seconds. And then I would believe it for 10 minutes. And then I'd believe it for an hour. And I can't say that I believe it all the time now, but much of the time it is there where, oh yeah, of course I know that. Don't look at physical appearances. Jesus in the Bible said, do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. And what he meant by that was the appearances of the world, bodies, separation, conflict, problems, those appearances are not truth. The only truth is love. And so only focus on love. Only focus on the life-giving energy of love. That is what Jesus meant by judge by right appearances. And that is how he healed the people who came to him. But if you remember, he always asked them, do you wish to be healed? And when they said yes, then they were healed. And it's the same thing with us. What I've had to look at in myself is when I have not been healed, it's because I really deep down wanted to hold on to some grievance, wanted to hold on to some belief in separation, wanted to do it my way, wanted to be autonomous from God. It's like, I don't want to surrender to that. I thought that I would become a holy roller or some weird person or become simplistic if I did that. And I like to believe in science. I like to believe in, that's why I love that book by Eben Alexander, The Proof of Heaven, because he is a neurosurgeon. He is a scientist, and that helps me out. I don't want to believe just spiritual mumbo-jumbo and be a fool, because that's sometimes what I feel like. Oh, you're just a fool believing in all this stuff. But I know I'm not. But it can feel like that when things aren't changing outside, when the body doesn't seem to be healing as rapidly as you'd like, you kind of can look like a fool. You can look like a fool for believing in God. You can look like a fool for believing in miracles. But who cares? What do you want? Do you want the world's approval, or do you want the love of God? Do you want what the world would say, or do you want your connection with your only truth, your only beingness, which is God? And like Dr. Alexander said in his book, your true reality is so vast and so incomprehensible to your small little self that you just have no idea of how vast and wonderful and complete and whole you are. I really highly recommend that book, Proof of Heaven. Highly, highly recommend it. I did a review on Amazon for it and gave it 5 stars. It's just amazing. Okay, continuing to read from Lisa's book, you start injecting true thoughts into your mind, and you do it all day long because there is work to be done. All day long, you keep blasting yourself with thoughts like, I am the light of the world. Nothing I see means anything. Now, I want to explain those a little bit. I am the light of the world. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about all of us. And another thing is when it says, nothing I see means anything, what that means is that all of the world of physical form is the illusion. And we give it all the meaning it has for us in our personal little lives. And when we start thinking with God, when we start knowing our true reality and our true identity, we look out on the world and we're able to not take it so seriously. We know that it's all passing. We know that all the bad stuff that happens out there is temporary. We know that there is a truth of love behind appearances, and so we don't get as flustered. So that's what nothing I see means anything. It's actually the first workbook lesson in A Course in Miracles. Lisa writes, the frequency of a thought of God is stronger than the frequency of your ideas of time and space and sickness. And so the God thought blasts all false ideas right out of your mind and right out of your body. And this is how healing occurs. So Jesus in the Bible said, let your eye be single. And that's what he meant. Let your eye be single. Let it be focused on one thing, the light and love of God. And you remember what Jesus said about all the commandments. He says, I give you 2 commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's all you need to do. And he also told us, don't worry about things. Consider the lilies. Just don't take care for anything except your connection with God, and everything else will take care of itself. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, and then all things will be added unto you. And these are really, really true. Now, putting them into practice is another thing. I've been saying these things for years, and I still find myself putting my ego desires and my ego needs to be right and my ego need to complain and gripe and suffer ahead of my thoughts of God. Even though I've been doing this work for many, many years, I still fall into the ego garbage. But as I said earlier, it's less and less and less, and so I know this stuff works. Lisa writes, you keep feeding yourself light all day long. Keep feeding yourself the lessons of A Course in Miracles, or, as I mentioned, any truth thought system. Your understanding is not required. You simply have to sound the lessons, say them, think them, do them, send them down into your body. Do not worry how this is accomplished. Just do the lesson as it instructs. And you will see that suddenly you feel lighter and happier, and you will want to keep sending new ideas down into your cells and blast the crap cells out. And Lisa ends this chapter by saying, I love you. She really, truly does. She is this light worker who just sends out love to everyone she meets. And again, her website is teachersofgod.org. Or is it teachersforgod.org? I'm having a little bit of brain fade right there. Okay, I think it's teachersofgod.org. Okay, now she has a chapter called Forgiveness. And she uses a quote from A Course in Miracles, "Forgiveness is the key to happiness." That is lesson 121. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness recognizes what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. That is in A Course in Miracles. Now, that may sound like bizarro world. What do you mean it hasn't occurred? He did that to me. He stole money from me. That person stole my spouse from me. That person shot my friend. That person used drugs and then attacked me, or whatever the problem is. Forgiveness recognizes what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. The reason for that is because this level of time and space, the level of the physical world, is the illusion. And what's happening is, with our body's eyes, we only see the past. Applying that to physical illnesses, what you are seeing with the body's eyes is the past. It's a hologram of a past event that you're still projecting out into the world, into an illusory body. And so what happens is, when you change your focus and you switch your mind over to thoughts of God, you are in the now moment. You are in the present, and you're letting go of all of time and space. And all healing comes from the now moment, getting out of the illusion of the past, the illusion of physical form, and getting into truth. That is how all healing occurs. And Dr. Alexander, in Proof of Heaven, echoed that. He said, every single problem on earth comes from the false belief in separation from God. He could be writing right from A Course in Miracles on that, and I don't even know if he's ever even heard of A Course in Miracles. And he also said, and the one solution for every problem is knowing our oneness with each other and God. And that is exactly what A Course in Miracles says. So you don't have to worry about fixing your body. All you have to do is put your focus on God all the time, all the time. Stop looking at the illness. Stop saying, I have cancer. Stop saying, oh, my God, how's this illness doing? Oh, my God, how am I doing today? Oh, is it going away? Oh, no, it's getting worse. Oh, my God, no. Stop all your thinking and all the thoughts that you are directing to the illusion, and put your thoughts on truth. I am a whole and perfect child of God. I am a part of God. I cannot be sick. I forgive myself for believing that I'm a body that could be sick. Just that is the one thing we are asked to do. Focus only on truth, love, God. It's all the same thing. Take your vision off of the illusion and put it back on God, and you are healed in that moment. Absolutely. That is what does it. In the now moment, there is no sickness. Time is running out tonight, and I will be back next Wednesday night at 9 p.m., day after Christmas. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, you can go to my website, lauricoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, LORRICOBURN.com. And in the meantime, focus on the spirit of love, the the spirit of the Christ in you. May that be born in you this Christmas season. Merry Christmas and good night.